For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Pretty riveting conversation being had right here on our YouTube and Twitch audience, as it is always alive and well. I don't even know how they got here. They were talking about Slim Jims, and then it got to who is more likely to order a well-done steak, Sho or Clint. By the way, it's Ron.
I like to think neither of y'all are ordering something nasty like that.
And then Ronald McDonald comes through and says, Sho 100%. It's Ron, by the way.
I think I've eaten steak with both you fellas, and y'all order right.
Jordan Alexander said, I'm going to have to say Clint, LOL. Ron probably puts ketchup on it like his boy crush, Patty Mahomes. So a lot there. A lot to take.
A lot there.
just because I say he is the best quarterback in the game, and it is,
which he is,
accurate, does not mean it's a boy crush.
If you need to hear it from a Texans fan, I'll tell you.
Just because you love C.J. Stroud, don't believe that you have a boy crush.
Correct.
Which is weird. Second, I don't accuse you of just celebrating Ramadan because Hakeem Olajuwon does. It doesn't mean that I'm going to put ketchup on a steak just because Patrick Mahomes does, because he's a great athlete from where I live.
That was too good.
Third,
that's really good.
Third, hell no. I want my stuff pink.
Yes, sir.
I damn near want the blood coming out that piece.
Yes, sir.
I'm a medium all day long.
Blood ain't coming out of medium.
I mean,
medium's good though. That's where I draw the line.
I'm damn near close to it. I have gone a step before it, ahead of it.
Yeah, I'm a medium rare guy.
I'm medium rare as well.
Medium rare is usually where I live.
But I'll be honest. I mean, if it's flavored right and somebody just so happens to overcook a bit, I will hammer that as well.
I mean, not a well.
I can't go beyond medium. I can't go beyond medium. I need it medium at. I'll be honest with you, I'm probably more of a medium guy. If I could trust you, would be a legit medium.
Yeah.
The problem is if you go medium and then somebody all of a sudden brings you something out there and they left it on a little long, you're like, nah, this ain't
well. You generally want to go medium rare because you think it's probably going to run into medium.
It's the safest for me.
Yes.
I can always send it back and go, hey, man, drop this thing on there just a tad bit. Y'all got it. There's a little too much. It's a little too pank for me.
So, YouTubers, you were incorrect.
Not that I've ever done that. I've never sent one back. But I'm a medium rare guy when I order a steak.
Don't beat yourself up about being wrong, though, YouTubers.
I mean,
we're all wrong sometimes.
I'll be honest with you, Tyler. I don't know if I've heard anybody. I think it's been a long time since I've heard somebody order.
Well done.
I mean,
I've never even heard that.
I've not even heard medium well.
I don't think I've heard any,
and it's been a long time since I've heard medium.
I got some partners that go medium well.
There's one of our counterparts up here at Sports Radio 610. I just can't remember who it is now, but there's somebody who orders it on the dry side. I'll have to think about it.
No. It ain't.
No, I'm good on it. Yeah,
I don't know what about me makes you think I'd want to ruin a steak.
And I can
purposely before I ate it.
And I can only think of one thing that would make you think I would.
What would that be?
Haterade.
Some people that are of my skin color like it a little dark.
Oh, I've never heard that one. I didn't know.
I bet you if you went and found it, did a poll, American poll of like who would get close to the well done. I bet you may see.
The more well the steak, the.
I think you might see some people of color because I know some people like, oh man, you like that pink? No man, I want it cooked.
Well, I'm pretty picky now. I don't want that thing mooing at me now.
I'd rather get there than well done.
Agreed. I'll agree with that. Yes.
I'd rather get there than well done, but I know most of my family members, they ain't touching sushi.
Well, I don't. Hell, I mean,
I don't anymore.
And I mean, not even, no. That
you
thing,
used to
it,
love
it. It need to be cooked.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you, but I mean, Big Earn ain't eating no sushi. I mean,
I used to love it.
Linda's going
to
be real safe. It got something with shrimp in it.
I used to love it. I got so sick on it. I haven't touched it since, and that was about 8-9 years ago.
I never ate it until I was in college. And you know, the same. Craziest thing? I'm in college, bro, and this is in Arkansas now, so you got to be careful. And
that's far up there.
I'm at a ain't no
coast,
ain't no salt water around them, them joints. You know what I mean? So I'm sitting there and we go to eat sushi, and I didn't tell anybody I'd never eaten sushi before, which is probably I didn't feel I needed to. Anyway, we're all eating sushi, and I didn't realize that when you order sushi and it's the not sashimi, but the sushi that's on the little piece of rice, I didn't know that there's some places that go ahead and put wasabi between the fish and the rice.
Don't do that to me.
So I just picked it up, man, and I just threw that thing in my mouth, and I was like,
uh-oh.
I was like, that tastes like, I remember it tasted like perfume. I thought to myself, that tastes like perfume.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds awful.
I mean,
like you just walked through the perfume section at Macy's.
I just barreled down on my old lady's neck right where she sprayed that perfume, man. I was like, that's awful. Who the hell would eat this? I thought it was a fish. I thought it was a fish. And so I was pissed off. Somebody picks up our tab.
I'm coughing right now.
Somebody picked up our tab before we left. So we ended up paying it. On my way out, the guy that did, he stopped and said, hey, man, you know, I picked up that tab for y'all. Appreciate what y'all do, yada, yada, yada. I said, man, that was the worst meal I've ever had.
Kind of fish they make perfume out of.
I said, man, I just feel like you just squirted perfume in my mouth while I instead. I said, that is awful. I didn't eat sushi for another 2 years because I thought that's what it all tasted like. And then I tried it again, and I was like, damn, this is actually
good. Yeah,
they
just snuck that in there. I don't mess with that stuff. I don't like
wasabi.
Like,
ain't it?
It ain't it. It ain't it. Oh, no. Me some spicy mayo. I can roll with that. No wasabi. All right, coming up. Let's get to this lineup. I appreciate you for diverting us there for a second there.
Shout out YouTube.
Like, I mean, just people rolling here. Just, I mean, oh yeah, Ron. God, just somebody text in. I'll just say Ron because I like Clint better. And
I think that's fair.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-through and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.